Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Nine.
Gene, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Hey.
I met this girl online, but I actually met her on Facebook Marketplace, which I think is a little unusual. But
get out of here.
Was she selling herself?
Yeah. No, I was actually selling just some supplies like Clorox wipes. Toilet paper. Like, we met up in person, obviously, to do the deal, and it's a pandemic going on, so I obviously haven't been going out too much. So I thought, you know what? Why not? I'm going to roll the dice here, and let's say, hey, you know what? You want to go out? And she said yes. It's going pretty good. Let's see what I can do here.
Wait, you went out that. So hold on. I need to rewind here. You're selling her toilet paper, and she's and you asked her out on a date. Okay, that's interesting. And then did you guys go on a date that night or another time?
That night.
Okay.
Wow.
And she said yes.
She said yes. Like, I don't have anything else going on. Why not?
You definitely must not have that weird creeper look to you if she was willing to go on a date with you like at that same moment. Okay, so then what happened?
I decided to push my luck a little further, and I said, hey, you know what? If you want, we can just go back to my place real quick. And she said yes.
What? So you go back to your place.
Yeah, and we hooked up.
Damn, bro. And
good for you.
I mean, that's the marketplace.
You're doing it wrong.
I am doing it wrong. I need to sell something.
Yeah. Did she spend the night or?
So after we hooked up, she went to the bathroom, and long story short, she never came back.
Never came back?
What, she climb out a window? Like,
literally, yes. Like, I went to the bathroom to see what was going on, and the window was open, breeze coming in. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So I was right. She robbed you. So, do you want us to call her, or do you want to, like, look around to see what she took?
She didn't take nothing. No, I can't call her because she's not on Facebook Marketplace. I can't see her profile. I don't, like, she doesn't answer my calls or texts. So it's, for all I know, she's a ghost, literally.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is gonna block you.
This is gonna be okay. All right. Stay quiet.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Paula?
Yeah. This is Paula.
Oh. Okay, Paula, listen, please don't hang up. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling? It's a good reason.
I guess, sure.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you. You know who he is. He likes you. He'd like to go on a date with you if you're amenable to that. So what I'm going to do, I'll tell you the guy's name, and then you let us know if you want to go on a date with him. And if you say yes, we'll take care of whatever you like to do for a date. Like, we'll pick, I mean, you pick the place, we'll set it up, we'll reserve it, we'll pay for everything.
Wow. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes. Now, the only thing is...
A little too good to be true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We need to see how you react when I tell you the guy's name, okay? Because he gave us an interesting story about you.
That's kind of interesting.
Yes. So his name is Gene?
I gotta go. No.
Oh, God.
Hello? Did she hang up?
Yeah, let's call her back.
Hello.
Okay, can you not hang up again, please? We've been calling you. Can you just explain to us? You don't, like I said, you don't have to go on a date with the guy. Can you just explain to us why you don't want to go on a date with the guy?
Look, that really was not a great night. That was like the worst night.
Yeah.
Okay? What happened?
You know, the pandemic's going on. You know, there's no toilet paper, no Clorox wipes. I looked on Facebook Marketplace, and this guy was selling toilet paper and Clorox wipes. I thought, oh, this is too good to be true, but why not? We met up for the deal, and he lowered the price for me. I thought, wow, that's interesting. But then he turned around and asked me on a date. He was cute, so why not?
Well, he explained this to us. He said that you asked him that he asked you on a date. You guys went out to eat, and then you went back to his house.
Yeah, that's when it got really terrifying and weird.
Okay, so here's the thing. Did you steal something from him? Because he said that you, like, escaped out of the bathroom window.
So I asked to use his bathroom, and I stumbled into a room full of rope, guns, knives, a big freezer. I got lost in this house, and I walked into a death chamber. I thought I was going to get eaten.
Wait. Are you sure it wasn't, like, a red room of pain, like 50 Shades?
Maybe it was a sex chamber.
Not that that would have been any better, but I'm just trying to help here.
So
definitely wrong movie.
So you said there was weapons in the room?
Weapons, ropes, knives, and a freezer. A big freezer that you can put a body in.
What?
Okay, hold on. I hate to tell you this, Paula, but I think Gene's on the phone. Gene, are you still there?
Yeah, so what the f*** you thought I was going to, like, chop you up and eat you or something? I'm a doomsday prepper, you moron. All right.
What?
Excuse me?
Okay, hold on there, buddy, with the insults.
Yeah.
What is happening?
So you have, wait a minute. So you have a room with weapons and a freezer and all that?
I have a room with everything, okay? I'm just getting ready, the fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to be ready.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
With weapons and a freezer.
With supplies, with canned goods, with water, with matches, with books. Like, we're talking Civil War, World War III, aliens, zombies, anything. Like, literally anything. Economic collapse, whatever it is. Well, she walks through the weapons room. I use that to protect my food in hidden bunker. I have everything in my hidden bunker. I can grow plants. I can grow weed if you want. I got a hacked Amazon Fire Stick. I can have every single TV channel.
Right.
Like, I am ready. I am prepared.
Where do you live, if you don't mind us asking?
I live in Canton. Why?
You live in Canton, Massachusetts, and you have a freaking hidden bunker?
Yeah, because nobody expects it. It looks like a regular house. Nobody knows that I'm ready with off.
Romero, this is a good thing. At least, you know, we know now.
Yeah.
If anything is going on, we can go hang out at dude's house.
Well, I am sorry that if I walked into a room with weapons and rope in a giant freezer that you could put my body in, that I didn't think that you would, like, eat me or kill me. That's the weirdest.
I mean, I'm not going to eat you. Are you? I know you're talking about that cookbook I have, but it's not for people, okay?
You're talking about seriously?
Well, next time, instead of escaping out my bathroom window like a coward, you can just ask me what everything is there for, and I'll explain it to you.
Yeah. I mean, Paula, next time, just be like, hey, are you a serial killer?
Yeah, like, next time, are you a serial killer? Stupid idiot.
So, listen, we can figure this out.
I'm the idiot. You're going to be eaten by zombies, and I'm the idiot.
Oh,
okay?
Listen,
I'll let you guys figure this out. Go on another date.
Yeah.
We'll pay for everything. You can explain. Maybe you can show her the bunker. So, do you not want us to ask her on another date, or?
No, I'm not wasting my food and my time on her. No way.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.